Welcome back to the Weekly Dose, your roundup of the top stories from Patient Care Online. Each week, we bring you key updates in medicine and clinical care, all in one place. Let's dive into this week's highlights. We start with new insights from a global survey of more than 1,000 healthcare professionals on nutrition counseling. 9 out of 10 clinicians said they're concerned about the spread of fad diets on social media. While protein-heavy diets are trending online, only 5% of respondents recommend them as a top choice for most patients. Instead, 70% point to the Mediterranean diet as their primary recommendation. But barriers remain. Nearly 40% cited limited time for nutrition counseling, and about 1 in 5 said they lack adequate training in this area. Food safety was another concern, especially microplastics in food and water, which 61% rated as a very high risk. And an overwhelming majority, 86%, strongly support adding cancer warning labels to alcoholic beverages. Experts noted that as AI and biometric tools improve, the potential for personalized nutrition is growing. But without better training and incentives, clinicians risk missing opportunities to improve patient outcomes. Next, researchers explored the role of Alzheimer and non-Alzheimer tau pathologies in late-life depression and bipolar disorder. Using PET imaging, they found that nearly 29% of patients with late-life mood disorders had detectable amyloid deposits, compared with only 2% of healthy controls. Tau accumulation was also more common, affecting 60% of participants with depression and 41% of those with bipolar disorder. Autopsy data supported these findings, showing a higher prevalence of tau pathologies among individuals who had experienced late-life mood disorders. The study highlights the importance of considering neurodegenerative changes when diagnosing and treating older adults with depression or bipolar disorder. Researchers say longitudinal studies are needed to refine diagnostic and therapeutic strategies. We now turn to respiratory syncytial virus prevention. A large real-world study evaluated the monoclonal antibody nirsevimab in more than 31,000 healthy term infants. Compared with those who did not receive it, infants given nirsevimab had a dramatically lower incidence of PCR-confirmed RSV, lower respiratory tract disease. Effectiveness was estimated at 87% overall, with protection against hospitalization reaching 98%. Nirsevimab also reduced RSV infections of any severity by more than 70%. These findings strongly support current recommendations that infants younger than 8 months entering their first RSV season receive the antibody to reduce risk of serious illness. At the Revolutionizing Atopic Dermatitis Conference, a patient-focused survey shed light on experiences and treatment priorities. Among participants, 40% reported being misdiagnosed before receiving an AED diagnosis, and more than a quarter required a skin biopsy for confirmation. When it comes to treatment goals, the top three priorities were itch control, skin clearance, and safety. Notably, more than 80% of patients said they would be interested in molecular testing to identify the most effective systemic therapy, underscoring demand for personalized approaches. Experts emphasized that variability in treatment response remains a challenge, making predictive tools an important area for future development. Finally, a practical update for vaccine delivery. The FDA approved a pre-filled syringe presentation of Shingrix, the recombinant zoster vaccine for shingles prevention. The new format is licensed for adults 50 years and older, as well as those 18 and older who are immunocompromised or at risk. Unlike the current two-vial formulation, which requires reconstitution before injection, the pre-filled syringe offers a simpler option with equivalent efficacy and safety. Shingrix combines a glycoprotein E antigen with the AS01B adjuvant system, designed to overcome age-related declines in immune response that make shingles protection more challenging in older adults. That wraps up this week's Weekly Dose. From nutrition counseling and brain pathology to RSV prevention, patient perspectives in dermatology, and a new shingles vaccine option, these updates reflect the evolving landscape of patient care across specialties. Thanks for listening. Be sure to follow Patient Care Online for more daily coverage and join us next week for another roundup.